Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting second. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Madlock moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Cedeno fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cedeno. Cedeno throws the ball into Rader, who tags Cardenal trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Madlock goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno is hit by the pitch. Gross moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosley hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. There goes Bonham trying to get to home. Cedeno throws the ball into Helms, who relays the ball to May, who tags Bonham, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Metzger reaches third base with a triple. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields the ball and throws to Bonham covering. Safe. Metzger scores. It's Cubs, 1, Astros, 1. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Dierker moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Rader moves to second. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gross. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonham hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Gross reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Cardinal fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cardinal. Gross scores. Cedeno goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Astros. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-1, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-3 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munday moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Metzger is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dierker hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Harris pinch hits for Tim Hosley. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for Darrell Knowles. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.